From KQED in San Francisco, this is the California Report, the statewide news program focusing on the issues, culture, and public affairs of the Golden State.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Catherine Barron. Californians will have to get used to driving with both hands on the wheel instead of on the phone. Later today, Governor Schwarzenegger will sign a bill requiring drivers to use hands-free devices on their cell phones. The measure by Palo Alto State Senator Joe Simidian takes effect in July 2008. California has joined the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, issuing a warning not to eat fresh bagged spinach due to an E. coli outbreak. The bacteria has killed one person in Wisconsin and sent at least 50 others to the hospital across 8 states. So far, health officials have not been able to find the source of the contamination. That has farmers in California's Salinas Valley worried about the impact on their business. State and federal officials are already inspecting local lettuce crops after FDA officials traced previous E. coli outbreaks to the Salinas Valley. Bob Perkins, head of the Monterey County Farm Bureau, says a scare like this could dramatically change consumers' buying habits.
It's very hard to overcome this kind of damage to the perception of a product, even if or when we are able to determine how this got into the picture.
The Monterey County spinach industry is valued at about $200 million. Firefighters in Castaic, just north of Los Angeles, are hoping some cooler temperatures will give them the upper hand in a wildfire burning for 5 days in Los Padres National Forest. What's being called the Day Fire has burned more than 30,000 acres and is about 30% contained. Los Angeles Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
More than 1,700 firefighters are working around the clock to contain more of this fire, which began a week and a half ago in a heavily forested section of Los Padres National Forest. Fire Information Officer Maiten Friel says they're doubling their efforts in anticipation of this weekend's weather.
By this weekend, they're expecting a Santa Ana condition to develop, which would come with higher temperatures and winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour. So they want to try to have all of these contingencies in by that time to prevent the fire from jumping the outer perimeters.
The eastern perimeter of the fire borders Interstate 5, which remains open. However, if the fire should jump over the freeway, it would threaten suburban homes, high-voltage power lines, and underground oil lines. The predicted hot and dry Santa Ana winds would blow the fire away from the freeway, but officials fear the wind's ferocity could increase the size of the blaze. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
As the first wave of California baby boomers starts retiring, many of them are moving south of the border. A beach house in Mexico costs about $300,000, compared with $3 million in San Diego. Developers in Baja are having a field day, but there's some trouble in paradise. Lisa McCree went down to Mexico for the public television show California Connected and filed this report.
30 miles south of the Baja border, Rosarito Beach has the same sun and surf as California, but it costs just a fraction of the price to live there. So many Californians are moving to Rosarito, the epicenter of the Baja building boom, and developers are catering to them.
I brought the plans for the building. This is what the facade of the building will look like.
They're drawing up plans for condos, golf courses, and gated communities. But as ambitious as it is, this much growth comes at a price.
It smells bad.
Smells bad. Depends on the area that you're in. They know that there's a problem. They're dealing with it.
San Diego attorney Roy Landers sits on the balcony of his high-rise beachfront condo, protected from the smells that occasionally fill the air in less developed parts of town.
Unfortunately, there's such a boom and such a rush to get everything built. The government just hasn't been able to keep up.
For one thing, there's little infrastructure to handle the fast-paced growth in Baja. So during heavy rains, raw sewage can end up in the ocean. It comes from shanty towns like the Colonia Constitucion in the hills above the beach. These shanty towns are the flip side of the Baja boom, as thousands of Mexicans come from the south looking for work. They find it in hotels or one of the nearly 3,000 foreign-owned factories in northern Mexico that are a byproduct of NAFTA. Faye Crevichet with the San Diego environmental group Wild Coast walks through the Colonia, pointing out that there are no sewers here, or much else for that matter.
There's no schools, there's no services, there's no clinics. Nobody's, you know, putting attention that the kids get their shots. There are many, many problems.
But Rosarito Mayor Antonio Macias says local government is doing what it can to improve living conditions in places like the Colonia. It even raised taxes on property owners to complete badly needed services.
This year, they paid about $400.
Van a terminar pagando entre 500 y 600.
They're going to end up paying from $500 to $600.
And that money will go to the infrastructure.
Así es.
Even though there are problems, many Californians keep coming back to Baja. 43-year-old Peggy Radovoy sits near the rented beach house she and her husband Mike moved into after years of driving down from Costa Mesa for vacations.
When we were driving across the border going back home, I remember telling Michael, you know, my heart hurts. I feel like someone's pulling it, and I feel like I'm leaving my home. And he says, oh, my God, I feel the same way.
So the Radovoys decided to make Baja their home a year and a half ago. But soon after they arrived, everything changed. Today, there's a high-rise going up right in front of their beach house, completely blocking the view. Instead of looking at sunsets from their second-story deck, they're now inches away from what will soon be someone else's bedroom window. Sitting next to his wife, Mike Radovoy shrugs and says it comes with the territory.
You're going to get an infrastructure of health care and of the water, sewage, power, and all that's going to be improved. In the end, it's going to be good. Whether it's paradise lost or paradise gained, only time will tell that.
In an effort to keep Baja beautiful, some builders are committed to sustainable development, including no-car neighborhoods for walking or golf carts only. But others are building helter-skelter, a Walmart here, more condos there, without a cohesive plan. Critics say that's the kind of overdevelopment that could destroy the paradise Californians came for in the first place. For the California Report, I'm Lisa McCree.
To learn more about the Baja building boom, tune in to California Connected, airing on public television stations statewide this weekend. That's the California Report for Friday, September 15th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, Paul Lancour, and Tom Krimkowski. Rory Gallagher directed the show. The editors are Kat Snow and Pat Flynn. Our interns are Tomo Girone, Lisa Morehouse, and Reed Pilafont. Victoria Malayon and Erica Kelly produced the show. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The managing editor is Susan Kennedy. Our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Catherine Barron. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.